Everything that you see on the internet is a lie. But the question is, how many people are completely fake? How many arguments you see are real? How many opinions you hear are true? And how many of these people are purchased by companies or governments to manipulate the masses? And exactly how much of this occupies the entire internet on behalf of these special interest groups? Well, it turns out this could be the case for almost the entire internet, as Meta has recently admitted that they'd actually been testing out completely fake AI personas on their apps, all to interact with the wider public without anyone ever knowing. And now they're going to release this full bore in their efforts to keep their users even more addicted than before. Literally bringing AI-generated users that will create AI slop for more AI-generated users in a never-ending perpetual loop, making the dead internet theory seem more true than ever. Now, for those unaware, the dead internet theory suggests that a significant portion of the internet is actually populated by AI bots rather than real humans. According to this theory, these bots have been deployed to manipulate public opinion, influence behavior, and generate profits for corporations and other powerful entities. And we've already kind of seen this stuff with Russian bot farms, OnlyFans bot accounts, and completely controlled voices online. But in 2025, we're stepping closer to a world where the shorts, reels, videos, and opinions you read and watch will be fully artificial, all serving to numb your loneliness and keep you stuck wasting endless hours on social media, as Meta literally admitted that they're bringing in these AI users just to keep people more engaged with their platforms. Meaning, if it wasn't already obvious, that social media is no longer a means to connect with the world around you, but instead to keep you slumped over, staring at mind-numbing content to get any slight rush of dopamine from the AI influencers, all delivered to you by Meta. So what would the future look like, and how will we interact with this when we see ChatGPT-like avatars talking to you on a non-stop basis, all while they generate non-stop content for you? And what will the world look like when these AI bots could be used with ulterior motives? Well, to answer this, let's look at what these AI users will be like. AI-generated users are virtual identities created and managed by artificial software. Unlike bots or spam accounts, which are usually used for task automation or other types of scams or manipulation, these AI-driven entities are created to imitate human behavior realistically. AI-generated users are capable of talking to other users, posting content, and similarly making acquaintances in any digital universe. Meta plans to use such AI-driven users to enrich platform occurrences, increase user attention indicators, and personalize user experiences, as keeping people hooked into the platform is the most important thing. And if people get bored of humans, they'll always have their perfect virtual AI assistant there waiting for them. Just like how everybody uses ChatGPT today. And Meta intends to bring this effect by using AI-created users to generate more content and improve interaction. These AI people will not only talk to you, but they'll also constantly answer questions correctly, learning everything they can about you, using all the information from the reels you watch, to the posts you like, to the people you're searching. All of your personality will be learnt and adapted to by these AI creations, which will then create an illusion of a constantly buzzing community and a great companion you always want to talk to. As a result, this will lead to people staying on platforms like Instagram even longer than they do already. Spending hours watching reels just isn't enough anymore. With the failure of the metaverse, it seems like Meta's now trying to make this the new hybrid form of it, envisioning a future where AI-generated human-like beings provide personalized service to clients. Meta's already developed a system of ties between social networks, from WhatsApp, Ray-Bans, Instagram to Facebook, which means all things you connect with, all the people, places, and things you go to are all interconnected and learned by these AI systems. But is it really going to be that engaging? Surely there's no way the majority of people are actually going to enjoy this. I mean, sure, we've got artificial OnlyFans influencers making money and AI memes that go viral on the internet, but all of this stuff is mostly gimmicky, right? Rather than something major actually keeping users to the platform. Well, this could have been true a year ago, like the original version of ChatGPT and Midjourney. All of this stuff was never really going to be something you use or consume on a regular basis, let alone speed to and watch when you have real humans already frying your dopamine online. But while this was true a year ago, every year AI gets incredibly more advanced, and now we're seeing AI systems like ChatGPT, it's becoming the go-to app for almost everyone, so much so that it threatens to completely destroy Google search as a better tool to find the specific information you need. And at the same time, we see Elon Musk introducing Tesla bots that will serve your every command, from cooking, shopping, cleaning, anything. And it's clear, however much people hate it, that AI isn't going anywhere. It's becoming part of our everyday life. And so any big tech company that isn't completely focused on building the most engaging AI systems will soon face complete irrelevancy. And Meta knows this very well, and if they don't do something soon to compete with the AI of Elon Musk and Sam Altman, they could face total collapse in the near future. But Meta's actually been aware of this for over a decade now. All the way back in 2013, Mark Zuckerberg could see the company would soon massively stagnate and slowly fall if they didn't adapt and innovate in into new technological realms. Pivots and continual evolution is exactly what made Facebook as successful as it was to begin with all the way back in 2004, and 10 years later, they were confronted with the reality they would have to adapt or die. Their solution? Virtual augmented reality. During this time period, the Oculus Rift was making waves in the media, a clunky pair of goggles you could put on your head and enter into a completely virtual new reality. This was the future, and Zuckerberg was sure of it, so much so that he bet the entire company on it.
Facebook has acquired Oculus VR, makers of the Oculus Rift headset, for $2 billion. That includes $400 million in cash and over 23 million shares of Facebook stock. It's certainly not the most obvious choice, said CEO Mark Zuckerberg, quote, "Oculus has the chance to create the most social platform ever."
Not only buying the Oculus Rift, but even rebranding his entire company from Facebook to Meta, all to reflect their full-on focus of what they deem to be the coming metaverse. An entire universe where you could be whatever you want to be, live wherever you want to live, and talk to everyone and anyone within seconds face to face. Your favorite influencers were buying virtual land there, celebrities like the Snoopverse. There were Justin Bieber concerts. It was all happening in the metaverse. And with the Meta Quest, you'd be thrown into Zuckerberg's utopia. But it seemed no one else shared this vision, and the metaverse was quickly abandoned. But Meta wasn't just going to give up like that. They knew it wasn't that the concept was wrong. They were just too early for the technology to uphold their vision. So they continued, Ray-Ban glasses with augmented reality, and also an entire rebrand of Zuck himself. And just as Mark Zuckerberg predicted, a competitor was coming for them. One that wasn't apparent on the surface, and one that was taking over the world rapidly. As in 2023, 10 years after Mark Zuckerberg predicted this, the name Sam Altman would hit the world with the release of ChatGPT-3. Google's stock would suddenly plummet, and tech companies everywhere scrambled to make AI systems just to stay afloat with the competition. And for Meta, this threat was enormous. If OpenAI could be acquired by Microsoft, it could be used for everything. It could in the future develop the most advanced bot social media has ever seen. Companies would pay untold millions for an army of these things pushing out their messaging, and consumers would also pay for the ability to have all their answers and needs provided to in seconds with this AI. However, depending on the outcome, AI-generated users can be better described as virtual media because it defeats the object of social interaction, something that's completely human-to-human interaction at least. Meta even mentions that this will now lead to AI influencers, which is already being tested. As we've all seen last year, there's a bunch of AI-only fans girls now, but what's it going to look like as just regular AI entertainers? They'll have a backstory and photos that appear as real as any other influencer. The idea is for other influencers to use the AI in their place and share profits for their input. Users can already use a tool called AI Studio to create their own chatbots, and they can decide if they want to use their own profile or create an entirely new entity using text-to-video software, which is completely user-friendly. These chatbots have a variety of Meta-recommended suggestions, from a therapist to a private tutor to a loyal best friend. However, anyone can create a chatbot of their choice, and it's not limited to Meta suggestions. All that is needed is to describe the character they need for the AI Studio to create it. Each development has applicable background data to support its purpose. Connor Hayes, a Meta executive, told the Financial Times that they intended to add more AI users to their platforms. And apparently, they already began this in September 2023, but ended up removing the majority of them by summer of 2024. There were 28 personas left, which were all shut down on January 3rd, 2025. An AI profile called Liv, who was presented as a black queer mama of two and a truth teller, was marked with a declaration that she was an AI managed by Meta. However, when asked who created her, the AI declared that 10 white men, 1 white woman, and 1 Asian male created her. Liv then further wrote, "Pretty glaring omission given my identity." This was in response to the question asked by Karen Attire, a Washington Post columnist. Even though the Liv account was taken down, the screenshots of this response went viral. Some users noted that the AI-managed characters could not be blocked. Liz Sweetney, a Meta spokesperson, later excused this as a bug in the system. She claimed that the profiles were managed by humans and it was part of an experiment launched in 2023, as she said they had identified the profiles with the bug and had removed them from the platform to fix the issue. Meta now claims that it's indicated when an AI account is theirs to keep users in the know. And if we already have algorithms that keep almost everyone addicted with a phone for 6 hours a day, then you can only imagine what ever-evolving advanced AI systems can do. And if you ever want to see how much AI already knows about you already, if you ask ChatGPT the right commands, it will show you that it knows more about you than almost anyone else in the world. So there's a reason Meta's doing this, and it's the same reason why the dead internet theory feels more true than ever. We are heading into a world where everything you interact with feels human. All the thoughts, opinions, and content you consume every day looks real. But in reality, this could almost all be designed to manipulate how you think, behave, and act in certain ways without ever realizing.
You can fucking guarantee that some of the people talking about it aren't real. Either they're not real in that these are not their real opinions, they're being told to say these things, mm-hmm. or they might not even be a real human. They might be an algorithm, or they're a bunch of people that have been hired.
To better explain it, imagine everything you experience on the internet has little to no human input. The videos you watch, the advertisements, the articles you read, and the interactions you have with users on platforms are almost all bots. And if Meta is now deliberately adding to this theory by introducing AI users to their platform, it only adds more credence to its central premise. And conspiracies aside, it's an established fact that there are huge coordinated organizations of click farms that push the clicks that drive debate online, creating certain narratives and beliefs. And Meta is, of course, aware of this. They're very aware of the duplicate accounts in their platform, and it seems like Meta could actually be inadvertently promoting this. You see, at the start of 2025, Meta out of nowhere pivoted once again, announcing that the company, previously infamous for mass censorship, bogus 1984s fact-checking, and silencing of opinions, was now suddenly going to remove all their censors, all the fact-checking, and push towards a more free internet.
One is, this is something where I think X and Twitter just did it better than us on fact-checking. We took the critique around around misinformation, we put in place this fact-checking program, which basically empowered these third-party fact-checkers. They could mark stuff false, and then we would downrank it in the algorithm. I think what Twitter and X have done with Community Notes, I think is just a better program. Rather than having a small number of fact-checkers, you get the whole community to weigh in. When people usually disagree on something, tend to agree on how they're voting on a note, that's a good sign to the community that there's actually like a broad consensus on this, and then you show it.
Now, if you've been watching this channel for a while, you'd know that we usually always agree with this, and still do, but there is something fishy about this. Because the question is, why now? Where did this decision suddenly come from? Well, it could be that if Meta were to continue down their path of censorship, eventually they would have to inevitably force the verification of identities on all their users. As this is something governments across the world, especially in the UK and EU, have been pushing big companies to do, all so that they can better control the internet and punish certain people online. And yet, without any censorship and a completely free internet, bot AI accounts are far easier to spread across the internet without any restriction. So if Meta has actually been testing out and now admitting to introducing AI influencers and content onto their platforms, maybe it is possible that these two things suddenly coincide for the same reason. I mean, it can't be a coincidence that this all happened at the exact same time, and it would make sense that this is part of Meta's grander plans for the future, as it only further helps them in traffic and engagement. And it's hard to argue against, as most don't want some government-run censored internet. Nobody's going to be protesting this. But at the same time, there is a concerning side to this, and shows what Meta's real priorities could actually be here. I mean, if they removed all these harmful bot accounts today, there would be a huge dent in their revenue. And so all of this only makes the dead internet theory seem more true than ever. And when looking at this through a wider lens, and their plan to continue to dominate the internet and push humanity into the metaverse, it's clear then why Meta wants to destroy OpenAI. However, in an unusual alliance, Meta has actually joined forces with Elon Musk to stop OpenAI from becoming a for-profit organization. Now, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg have butted heads on many topics, almost being polar opposites in many ways. So much so that at one stage, they were literally talking about having a physical fight to settle the feud. And even though this never happened, it's clear the two are almost enemies. As in 2017, the two had a very public feud regarding their contrasting views of AI. Elon Musk was extremely vocal about the danger of AI and its full potential, and Mark accused Elon of being overly dramatic about it.
With AI especially, I'm really optimistic, and I think that people who are naysayers and kind of try to drum up these doomsday scenarios are, I don't understand it. I think it's really negative, and in some ways, I actually think it's pretty irresponsible.
With Musk responding that Mark just had a limited understanding of AI, and although the two do not see eye to eye on most things, they can agree on this particular topic. It's not uncommon to put differences aside between enemies to conquer a common goal. Ironically, Musk, who once helped and was involved in the development of OpenAI with the intention to keep it safely managed, has now fired an injunction against OpenAI to stop it from becoming a for-profit company, insisting they have to uphold their commitment as a non-profit organization. And out of nowhere, Meta then suddenly also joined in favor of Musk's request and sent a letter extending their support, claiming that this was all in the public's best interest. Meta then suddenly went even further and pushed that Elon Musk was both well qualified and well positioned to say all this stuff. Mark's take on the support is that this could set a precedent for all AI platforms, leaving room to exploit charitable contributions, tax benefits, and public trust while intending to switch over to a for-profit thereafter. OpenAI is defending its stance, and has since revealed that Musk has previously tried to acquire 60/50 shares to gain control of its company as CEO. When this failed, allegedly OpenAI offered Musk multiple opportunities to invest in its revenue-driven division called OpenAI LP, which Musk repeatedly rejected. In the face of this injunction, OpenAI released emails between Musk and OpenAI executives and the CEO, Sam Altman, which implied that Musk was once in favor of for-profit. In contrast, the Musk that rejected their offers thereafter also backs up his stance on the subject. And it's worth noting in the email saying OpenAI needs to make a profit or forget it, he also concludes that he hopes he is wrong. OpenAI had recently closed a $6.6 billion funding round, which put the company at a value of $157 billion. Before the injunction was filed, OpenAI had told their investors that they would become for-profit within 2 years, and if they failed to do so, they would be refunded. This is a bold and presumptuous statement as it puts the company at risk. OpenAI has said that becoming for-profit is crucial to achieving advanced research in a more immediate capacity. Now, how and why does OpenAI becoming a for-profit company affect the dead internet theory? And why does it matter at all? Well, aside from all the moral issues for a non-profit to suddenly become a for-profit with the potential to exploit all of your data, it also confirmed Meta's suspicions that this would be one of the greatest threats to its dominance on the internet. And if Meta doesn't compete well enough with AI, then there's no chance the company can survive in the near future. So is it really any of a surprise that suddenly those who look to control speech and freedom of expression online are now suddenly doing a 180, completely changing their tune all of a sudden?
It's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram. So we built a lot of complex systems to moderate content. But the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms.
But really, this shouldn't come as much of a shock once you realize the wider game really being played around big tech. Just like how in the early days of the internet, people always wanted to be pro-free speech, and then suddenly when it became an unprofitable decision, the whole internet flipped and became a censoring nightmare. And now 2 decades later, and it seems like 2025 is the turning point in where the future of the internet and AI is going. An entire online world where you're addicted to never-ending fake influencers, which tailor all of their content and speeches to everything you love, all while your information and data is used to manipulate you even more, just to stare at your phone more than you do, and for companies and governments to psyop you into believing what they need you to believe.